Hello again, everyone. This is Christina with On Request Magazine, and I'm here today with Caitlin Diaz. How are you doing, Caitlin?
I'm doing great. And you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm really excited to talk to you because I think this is just such a great project that you're involved with. This is, so everyone knows, Caitlin is the voice actress who is responsible for the voice of Riley in Pixar's upcoming movie Inside Out, which I think it comes out next week, right on the 19th?
Correct.
Wonderful. Well, before we get into talking about the movie, if you will, I wanted to ask you a little bit about you're diving into the voice acting realm here, and you know, what interested you in doing that and sort of your background in entertainment?
Well, I've been acting for numerous years, about 7.
Wow, that's really, really early to get involved. And were you doing commercials, and or did you have other involvement in other Disney projects?
Well, not before Inside Out, I didn't. And it is not only my first voiceover job, it was my first big job in general. So, just exciting things to watch.
That's really cool. It's not bad for your first really big project.
Definitely not.
Well, what was exciting to you about voicing one of these animated characters? I mean, because it's really different than, you know, going and being in front of the camera for a live-action type movie.
It is very different, yes. Mainly because you can go to work in your pajamas.
That's always nice, right? That's really nice.
Yeah. And also, another thing is that I think voice acting is a little bit harder in its own right because you have to put a lot of emotion into just your voice. The viewer can't see your face, so you got to really make sure that they can hear what you mean.
That's true. That's very true. I always have thought that voice actors have a really hard job, you know. So especially, you know, I was talking to Lori Allen a little while ago, and she wanted me to say hi to you, by the way, and wish you well. So, you know.
Well, thank you.
Well, definitely. And, you know, it's tough because it's, you know, you're really relying on storyboards and whatnot to, you know, kind of go along as you're recording, and it's a very tough process. But I think in the end, you know, Pixar did such a great job casting everyone for this movie, and you know, it must have been exciting for you too to be involved with so many great actors.
It definitely was. Although I didn't get to work with them in the booth, it was still exciting to know that I was working on a project that they worked on as well.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, that's I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's something that Lori and I were talking about. You know, only, you know, groups of actors sometimes were in the, you know, same recording studio at a time and same areas. Now, did you do all your work on your own, or did you, you know, because you had a lot of scenes with, say, Diane and Kyle, you know, did you work with them at any given time?
No, it was all just me and the booth.
All right, cool. Well, that has to make your job a little harder, though, I would think, too. Is that, you know, you're really not playing off of anybody else.
It did a little bit, although at the time I didn't even notice it.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true too. I mean, your role is obviously, I mean, this whole movie is centered around Riley. And so, you know, for anyone who's not familiar out there about what this movie's about, you know, I kind of like to hear from your words what your take on the movie was, because I, you know, Lori gave me her vision of everything, and we had a great talk about it, but I'd kind of like to hear it from you, since you're really the main character that all this revolves around.
Well, it's mainly about Riley suddenly moves from Minnesota to San Francisco, so things go jumbled in her mind, and Joy gets a little lost in the back. So she's just trying to figure out how things are going to work now. She's just trying to find her life again, I guess you could say.
Right, right. Now, did you have any sort of personal experience that you could draw on when it came to something like this? Because, you know, a lot of kids can, you know, relate to this story, I think, have maybe gone through it themselves, where their parents were relocated due to work and they suddenly have to leave all their friends. I mean, does any of this sort of resonate with you?
Yes, Well, when I was really little, my school district did a bunch of rezoning, so I got transferred to a new school, so I didn't know any kids there.
Right.
And I didn't have any friends. Although later on, I transferred back to the original school that I was going to, but still, that was a bit of a confusing time.
Right.
So that was definitely something I could relate to with Riley.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, do you think that, you know, the way that the movie sort of plays out with her emotions battling each other and, you know, the hard time that she's having and kind of trying to express what's going on with her to her parents. I mean, do you see similarities with maybe how you felt at that time and, you know, just being able to sort of communicate with your parents, or is that something that, you know, you didn't have a problem with?
I was, like, really little, and so I would say whatever was on my mind. So communication thing wasn't really a problem. It was just trying to figure things out on my own at school where I didn't have my parents.
Right. Right. That's tough for kids. I mean, that's kind of what I really like about this project is that, you know, well, Pixar's known for, you know, bringing emotional issues to the surface, so to speak, but generally, you know, it tends to target a little bit younger audience. Now, with Riley, how old is Riley supposed to be in the film?
She's an 11-year-old.
11-year-old. So I think it's really great that, you know, maybe this could bring in a preteen audience, especially, you know, right now with, it's tough being a preteen and teen in a social media-based society. You know, and things that go on at school, you know, and bullying and whatnot. So do you think that...
Yeah, because society's sort of expecting everyone to either be a child or a teen. They don't acknowledge the in-between much anymore.
Right, exactly. And you're how old now? You're what, 14?
I'm 16.
16. Okay, see, you know, way off here. But, you know, this isn't so far back for you that you can't really relate to, you know, your character's age and that whole... you know, middle school type of scenario and what kids are going through now. And, you know, you've grown up with social media, so it's probably very relatable for you to say, hey, you know, this is a struggle that I've seen friends go through or this or that.
Yeah, a lot of people go through this struggle even without switching
right.
anything around because they're just trying to figure out what's going on in their lives.
Right.
And what's going on in their mind as well.
You know, that's true. The whole struggle that Riley goes through, I think, is something that's very relatable. And I'm glad that Pixar put this out there for that reason. But another thing that I think it touched on, too, is parents and the difficulty they can sometimes have communicating what they're going through and what their feelings are. So I really loved that scene at the dinner table in the trailer, you know, where it seems like the parents are, you know, sort of assuming the other one knows what the other one's thinking or why can't they, you know, get what I'm trying to say to them sort of feeling.
Yeah.
I mean, do you see that a lot, you know, with this movie that maybe it's going to be good for everyone in the family to go see and relate to?
It definitely is. It's relatable on practically all planes, whether you're an adult, kid, or somewhere in between. Everyone can take away their own little lesson from it.
Right. That's very true. Tell me about, you know, you guys just had the premiere, right? The official Hollywood premiere?
Yes.
You know, did you get to sort of see the audience reaction and everything for the first time, you know, screening the movie? How was that for you, you know, this being your first big project?
It was definitely a blast, for sure. I mean, just going down the red carpet alone was amazing for me.
I can imagine.
It was my first big, technically it was actually a purple carpet.
Right. That's very cool.
It was my first big carpet event.
Well, I mean, yeah. I'm really excited for you for, you know, getting something like this and then getting to, you know, sort of share it with these great actors who I think on their own are going to be bringing so many people in to see this movie. I mean, that's such great exposure for you. Have you, you know, noticed a change already in your career just with this under your belt?
Not yet, but I'm hoping to use that to my advantage.
I would hope so. I would think it would be a great thing for you to have on your resume at this point.
It definitely would. Hopefully that momentum can help me keep going forward.
Well, now, in thinking about that, do you see yourself wanting to go forward more in a voice actor career, or getting in front of the camera for live action, or both?
I'm open to both.
That's good. That's good. I mean,
they both have their pros and cons. Voice acting, you get to show up in pajamas, of course. And then on-camera acting, you get to move around more. You're not so constricted to like one little spot in front of the microphone.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah, I guess it having both in your background is great. You know, it opens you up to a lot of different projects. And, you know, I think you definitely have the personality and the talent to do a lot of things. So, you know,
thank you.
You're welcome. I can't wait for this movie to come out, because I think it's going to really make a big impact in a lot of ways for people. So, congratulations on the project.
Thank you.
Do you have anything else, you know, coming up that you want to share with your soon-to-be mass amount of fans?
Not at the moment, but I'm working on it. I'm always auditioning.
Well, that's great. Now, I'll ask you one last thing, and because we also cover music here, what are some of your favorite bands that you are currently listening to?
Imagine Dragons. I also love Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
Kelly
she.
Clarkson is...
I'm sorry, who?
Kelly Clarkson is also a good one.
Oh, yeah. Great voice. Very good. Yeah, have you been out to see Taylor Swift on this current tour?
Oh, I've got tickets.
There
I've
you
got
go.
Tickets for August.
There you go.
And I'm really excited.
Well, enjoy. I hear she puts on a great show.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, I hope you enjoy. I hear she puts on a great show.
Oh, I will.
Well,
I will definitely enjoy it.
You take care, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with everything.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.